Looks like a burial.
In the road? Driver, what is it?
It's a funeral, mamsel. They are afraid of the men who steal dead bodies. So they dig the grave in the middle of the road where people pass all the time.
Well, that's a cheerful introduction for you to our West Indies. Driver, there's a woman up ahead, alongside the road. Stop and ask her.
Whoa! Pardon, madame, but do you know where is the house of Monsieur Beaumont?
Madame, what are you doing?
Look into my eyes, beautiful lady.
No.
I say, what on earth?
That is all. Farewell, mademoiselle. I shall see you again.
Zombies! A la vite! Allez!
Farewell, and for your lovely scarf, merci.
I wonder what that was all about.
Her eyes. It felt like hands touching my throat.
Why did you drive like that, you fool? We might have been killed.
Worse than that, monsieur. We might have been caught.
Caught? By whom? Those men we saw?
They are not men, monsieur. They are dead bodies.
Dead?
Oui, monsieur. Zombies. The living dead. Corpses taken from their graves who are made to work in sugar mills and fields at night. Look, here they come.
Look! Look!
Oh, excuse me, please. Have you got a match? Ah, did I frighten you? I'm sorry. I'm ugly enough, I suppose.
No, it wasn't you. Something happened back on the road there. We stopped to speak to a woman. Our driver saw some men coming over the hill, then told us that they weren't men at all. He said they were corpses.
Corpses?
Surely you don't believe it, do you?
No. But I don't know. Haiti is full of nonsense and superstition. They are always mixed up with a lot of mysteries that will turn your hair gray. I've been a missionary here for over 30 years, and at times I don't know what to think. Come, let's go in the house.
Oh, yes. Come, dear.
Is Mr. Beaumont in?
You are expected, Dr. Bruner.
Yes, I've been sent for to marry someone. Maybe,
Mm-hmm.